everybody. Welcome to The Liquidizer. It's that time of night. It's Tuesday. And for the next 2 hours, we are going to be playing you alternative music based on news stories. I'm Charlotte.
I'm John.
And we're broadcasting in the traditional lands of the Kaurna people.
And just a word of warning, people, there may well be the occasional swear or challenging concept throughout the course of tonight's show. And we'd just like to thank Dave and Emma for the last 2 hours of Trash and Treasure.
So hopefully we are going to keep you warm and entertained for the next 2 hours on this cold and blustery night in Semaphore. And you can join in the conversation by joining our Facebook group, The Liquidizer.
While you listen to a couple of tunes for the local milk people.
Thank you. I'll put out my hand. If you feel bitter, I will understand. I love you. I am the milkman of human kindness. I'll leave an extra pint.
So you're listening to The Liquidiser on radioactiveinternational.org. Every Tuesday evening here from Sunny Semaphore. It was quite sunny today, I'm glad to report.
I've got to admit, I haven't got a bloody clue what's going on tonight. I've been hanging out with the wonderful women of Seeds of Affinity after work. So shout out to the sister girls. And then came straight here. And now I've been nattering away to Dave and Emmy, you see. So it's a good job that you know what's happening.
So we just played two tunes for the local milk people, being a reference to the phone call between Trump and Turnbull. Where Trump said that these people, meaning Manus Island refugees, wouldn't even go to work for the local milk people.
Oh, you shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, can't I? Yeah, they're blithering idiots.
Oh, you shouldn't laugh. So we had Clockwork Orange, the title music.
Because when I hear local milk people, the first thing that came into my head was Clockwork Orange and them sitting in there in their bowler hats and they're in a bar drinking Maloko.
And then we had Milkman of Human Kindness from Billy Bragg.
Unfortunately, neither of them are the Milkman of Human Kindness.
Quite the opposite, in
quite
fact.
Quite the opposite, yeah. In our humble opinion. And it's not an election time yet.
True. So that's what we do. We take things that have been happening throughout the week or, you know, recently in the public sphere, and then we play some tunes relating to it.
Yeah. Like this ridiculous bloody idea by KA Designs to reclaim the swastika for LGBTIQ plus people. I mean,
oh, for goodness sake. Yeah, I'm just speechless. I saw it this morning and I'm just speechless.
There's nothing really else you can say. Nothing really else. Nothing else really you can say, but no.
I don't believe in Jesus Christ. My mother died of cancer when I was 5. No, I don't believe in religion. I was forced to go to church. I wasn't told why. No, I don't believe in the police. For police brutality isn't a dream. No, I don't believe in the system. But nothing in does make sense to me.
Subhumans with no. Yeah, reclaiming your swastika is a very bad idea. It's too soon.
And
if you get another 1,000 years, maybe you might be able to, but you know.
No matter how positive the cause, it's just not going to work right now.
Well, the cause of selling T-shirts, that cause.
Yeah.
Noble cause.
So, yeah, it was for the LGBTIQA+. Campaign, but it's not going to work. So what's the next story? Because I still haven't managed to
catch up. The next story is about, what's it called? I can't even, Rebellion.
Oh, rebellion. So any of anybody who's listening over in Europe will be all too aware that it's been the annual Rebellion Festival this year, and punks come from out of their little caves and all go on this pilgrimage to Blackpool to basically enjoy old school punk bands.
Yeah, and some new punk bands. But, you know, I've got to say, we knew the bloke who ran this festival years ago.
And there is beef there. There is long, many, many years of beef.
We had beef. And, you know, he's never been, in fairness to him, he's never been anything out to do anything but make money at the punk scene, right?
He's never actually professed to being a DIY activist.
I don't hold anything against him.
No.
Me and him have had our moment, and that's it. It's finished with. I don't hold anything against him. However, and I say this having lots of friends, people I'm very, very fond of, trekking off to Rebellion. And I've got to say, anybody who I see either playing or going to Rebellion, and that includes bands we're going to be playing tonight, you're slightly less punk in my eyes. You're diminished. You're diminished in the punk state.
Your DIY credentials have gone down a notch.
Rebellion shows to me that punk is nothing, tells me and tells everybody that punk is nothing but another commodity. And
it's corporate bullshit still.
It does, unlike lots of other things. Unlike Teddy Boy weekends that everybody used to laugh at in 1977.
Elvis weekenders.
Unlike those, punk has pretensions of being something else.
Mm.
So shame on the lot of you. Hate to sound like the punk police. Shame on you. Shame on you. This is Sham 69, of all people, telling you how it is.
This is what it's all about. All the nutters and five things down at King's Road, Oxford Street. Go and buy it. This is what you get, a rip-off.
All four feet down on the street. Faces from places I've never been. Older shops and restaurants. Cost more money than I've ever got. It's just
Rip Off by Sham 69 about Rebellion.
Well, they didn't sing about Rebellion, but
the sentiments involved in Rebellion.
And I do feel a bit bad, though, because there are people that I really respect on the punk scene who still will argue the case for Rebellion, and for both going as punters and as performers. Some of the people that I hold in the highest regards, like Dick Lucas, they will play it. But having said that, Oi Polloi wouldn't.
No.
They wouldn't go near it with a barge pole.
I've got to say, I had a conversation about this. I had this very conversation with someone who I won't name from, you know, who's in a good old 80s punk band. And he said to me, I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole. Didn't touch it with a barge pole for years, but got offered 10 grand to do it.
Yeah.
And what can you say? That's half a year's money kind of
if
thing.
You've
you
got, if you've got your mortgage to pay and your kids to feed and you get your travel and a you know, it's really hard. It's really hard work going out on the DIY scene and keeping your energy and your enthusiasm going. So, you know, you need that cash, basically. And I suppose it's better than doing a chumbawamba and signing your soul away to
exactly
a
the same
crappy
as the
record
Chumbawamba,
label.
Really. And then there's people there who slagged
bad.
Off Chumbawamba for signing to a major label, slagged off the Blaggers for signing to a major label, and go off and play Rebellion.
I think it's slightly less.
It's exactly the same, except they're not popular enough, most of them, to get signed to a major label. Or so you actually wonder what would happen if CBS did come knocking on their door.
Yeah, true. Yeah. When they've got their mortgage to pay and different
It's easy to
situations.
Be DIY when no one wants to give you any money.
That is true. That is true. Oh, we're getting into a good old political punk rock rant so early in the proceedings. It's not even 20 past eight yet.
It is a band who never sold out. And I'm going to play them in honour of these bloody sea lice that are eating people's legs on the eastern states. Eating people's legs when they're going to say, of all the creatures that you can get eaten, bitten, attacked by, or can come crashing through your windscreens in this godforsaken country. I think these sea lice have got to be one of the most unpleasant. They've only just rocked up on our shores.
Horrible.
I hope they don't come south, I tell you.
Horrible.
They can stay up there in Melbourne eating the hipsters. This is the Apostles. They never sold out.
Nameless this world, it's sink or swim. That's why I won't be involved in your problems. You know, in your world, one small blunder, you know it could put me under. You know I might go under. You know you're gonna go under. You know, in this world, it's sink or swim. That's why I'm not involved in your problems. You know, in your world, one small blunder, you know it could put me under. Don't you know I could go under? Can't you see you're going under? You know, in your world, it's sink or swim. That's why I wasn't involved in your problems. You know, in your world, one small blunder, you know it could put me under. You know, we'll be right back.
not the lane with this shit. Men print this shit, I'm a misfit. Gotta stop in the guts of the most irrational beast in the district. Born to the next-gen system. Slow water drip to the temple to live in a prison. When the walls don't appear to your vision. One floor down from that Mars, that prison. But shower stars will get all y'all missing. Pardon me, I got halfway vision. But fuck I know, I just crawl here, Captain. Pass me the baton. The rest of y'all bat and the hatches. The fact that it's scram, I'm a bastard. On the lamb and a hatchback blast, it's a rap shit. Try not to slam in the traffic. With my feet on the wheel, I'm a head to the moon, move laughing. Let's crash this. See, the truth in the room is a foolproof plan to be doomed by the damn to their dances. So I move through the room like an animal, fooling a master. But I don't got love for the hand with the boom. And the fact I am drooling at that shit. I don't only bite, but I'm rapping. Try to pep my fucking head again, and I'ma put a tooth through the flesh of the pawn that you jack with. This city just screams black magic, and the threat to my heart got traction. Maybe should've never started this path. Every time I get a chance to advance, it's backwards. No thanks to my very own actions. Get a couple good drinks and a kid like a flip on a friend. Take a drug, fuck a chick that I shouldn't. Oh God, I am one of those madmen.
Try not to walk crooked while this anchor's drop. But I've been out on them choppy ways, and it's hard to say when this land begins and that water stops.
I got feelings, I got feelings, I got feelings.
For the jewels, I'm the killer of kings and fools. I'm the reason the season for treason starts this evening. And this evening, the odds ain't even. People praying to the gods, but the gods ain't even listening. Don't matter if you're Muslim, Hebrew, Christian. When death run in the distance, there will be no mercy, me's. There will be no reprieve for the thieves. There will be no respect for thrones. No master, master these bones. Your idols, all of my rivals. I rival all of your idols. I stand on towers like Eiffel. I rifle down all your idols. Niggas perish in Paris. Niggas is nothing but parrots. I write for the writers that write for the liars to impress you and your parents. Is this real or another dimension? Am I tripping here in the kitchen? Am I a victim of my convictions? I feel my sanity slipping. And I think I like the freedom. Cannibal, animal rappers, I eat them. Even in Dubai, I'm so like it's legal. Bitch so exotic, she rode on a zebra. Made in America, home of the
eagle.
Home of the
anger.
Home of the
evil.
Do what I do for the good of my people. Holding my lane, cocaine and a reef.
Not to walk crooked while this anchor's drop. But I've been out on them choppy waves, and it's hard to say when this land begins and that water stops.
I got feelings, I got feelings, I got feelings.
Try not to walk crooked while this anchor's drop. But I've been out on them choppy waves, and it's hard to say when this land begins and that water stops.
I got feelings, I got feelings, I got feelings.
Run the Jewels with Sea Legs
and
the Apostles.
With Swimming in the Sea of Life.
From 12th Gate to the Underworld. And I'll chuck that one out to my old mate Irish Dave, who loves the Apostles more than anyone else in the world. But he would, because they are a hard listen, the Apostles.
He does like a hard listen.
They are, for me, I like a hard listen too, right? But I think the Apostles are the hardest of listens.
Now, whether you are listening on the internet, on the FM, or in the future, then you can let us know you're listening by joining our Facebook page, The Liquidizer. So big love going out to Yasminka, somewhere in the north of the city.
According to Facebook, she's right here with
right
us.
Right here.
In spirit, if not in person. Maybe she's loitering outside there.
Yeah, well, knock on the door, Yas, we'll bring you in. to Jorge, who is in North Semaphore.
G'day, Comrade Jorge.
To Lizzie over in the UK in Bristol.
G'day, Lizzie. G'day, Lizzie in Bristol.
Yeah, that's not offensive at all.
Why isn't it?
How would you like it if
I was doing an homage to her accent?
So what if we did like an homage to your
You're
Cockney
always
accent?
Doing it. You're always doing it.
Am I?
Always. Always
I don't think I've ever done it on air.
I bet you have. I'm going to listen back tomorrow to all the shows on radioactiveinternational.org and I'll find clips and I'll edit them into one and I'll play them next week.
Of times that I have mocked your accent on air.
Either knowingly or unknowingly.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So what we do every week is we play tunes relating to things that have been going on in the world. Regular listeners will see stories on the internet and post them to the Facebook page.
So as will irregular listeners as well.
Well, yeah, anybody who fancies, really. Yeah. Everybody's welcome.
Talking of being widely mocked, a Norwegian Nazi group have been widely mocked for publishing a picture on their website, which caused outrage amongst their supporters, of what purported to be a bus full of Muslim women in burqas, and was just a picture of bus seats. It's incredible because it does actually look. I hate to make allowances for these sort of people, but it does actually look like a bus full of women in burqas until you look closely. But you know, some people are just so quick to jump to a fence, aren't they?
And jump to conclusions that
that's the
really
sort of people
there.
Who join far right groups, I there suppose, isn't it? Yeah, anyway, just for you, Eastfield.
She's lying on three seats, heavily sleeping. Happily dreaming on three seats, steadily sinking. The devil drinks in the wagon and horses, grapples on the weightless cube. The wagons on the track, the plane boss shouts to do.
She loves me!
Oh, hell, look out, it's in the middle of the night. Cruising at 37,000 feet. Well, that's good, as you come to me to pass away the time. 3 seats high, she didn't pay 3 seats. She's lying on 3 seats, heavily sleeping. Happily dreaming on 3 seats, steadily sinking. The flight simulator up in the air, downing a bowl of scotch. In the middle of the night, cruising at 37,000 feet. Well, that's the extra comfort me to pass away the time. 3 seats, she didn't wait 3 seats. Going eastbound. Flying into Mecca, nose up into Buddha, hey, say you're back in the bliss. Also, pilot locked in his seat, saw that it's nothing you own. Come and listen to me, you see I'm really stressed out as he moans. In the middle of the night, cruising at 37,000 feet. Well, that's the extra comfort me to pass away the time. 3 seats, she didn't pay 3 seats. 3 seats, she didn't pay 3 seats. 3 seats, she didn't pay 3 seats.
Eastfield, 3 seats for the Norwegian Fatherland Association, or whatever they were called, who posted a picture of bus seats, claiming it was women in burqas.
Oh, lovely Eastfield.
Lovely Eastfield.
I might be wrong here. I might be wrong here, but I wouldn't see them maybe playing Rebellion.
No, I don't think.
I don't think they would.
They're too punk.
They are.
Yeah, they're proper punks.
Punk as.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing more punk than Trainspotters.
No.
So there you go. You're listening to The Liquidiser on radioactiveinternational.org anytime you fancy. And on Facebook, The Liquidiser as well.
We're going to lump a couple of... we should have followed this on from the dangerous sea slug things, sea lice things, really. But a couple of stories whereby... People who... I'll just cue that up again. where people have come to a sticky end by hunting. First one is... Hang on, I've lost my stories. Wildlife hunter known for killing elephants and lions, devoured by crocodiles. Devoured by crocodiles.
Oh, the delicious irony. The delicious irony.
You don't like people dying. Obviously, it's not good, is it? You know... But
you know, you reap what you sow.
You reap what you sow, don't you? In life so often.
Have you finished saying about the hunter?
And there's the other one.
Well, so the other one is a Texas man was wounded after he fired a gun at an armadillo in his yard and the bullet ricocheted back to hit him in the face. That is just like, I mean, why would you shoot an armadillo in your yard? I'd be so happy if an armadillo came into my garden. I'd be welcoming the armadillo and saying, come and have a cup of tea, you know, or whatever you do when you're an armadillo.
You don't know what armadillos are like, though, do you? I mean, I'm not saying that they're bad at all, because I don't know. But they might, you know, eat your electrics, you know? Who knows? They might do anything. Who knows what kind of havoc armadillos cause? Just for a bit of balance.
What if the armadillo was going to eat your prize cabbages?
Yeah. Well, prize cabbages. Maybe not. You know, maybe you wouldn't. You wouldn't need to shoot it.
It said his wife was in the house. He went outside, took his .38 revolver, and shot three times at the armadillo, and it struck. It struck the man's jaw. And then it says, the status of the animal is unknown. We didn't find the armadillo, said the sheriff. So the armadillo, we're hoping, kind of ran off and pestered some other person's garden.
I'll tell you what, armadillos, hard as, man.
Aren't they? Oh, bloody I love... There's a picture of an armadillo. I don't know whether it's the exact one. I'm probably doubtful, seeing as they didn't manage to find him. They're just beautiful creatures. They're so crazy. They look kind of extraterrestrial, if I could say that.
Have you been on the sauce?
I don't know what the words are. All right?
Just put it over this way. You only hold it. I can't do it. Look like
that. Here we go.
I got it ready too.
You said you'd be my friend until the bitter end. You said you'd love me too, and I believed in you. You put on quite a show, but baby, now I know you're just a crocodile. Seen some sweet cupcakes turn into rattlesnakes. I met some pretty chicks who play some deadly tricks. But let me tell you, child, you beat a firema, 'cause you're a crocodile. I know some low-down hills who pull some phony deals. I know a railroad man who'll stab you in the back. I think some double cross, but baby, you're the boss, 'cause you're a crocodile.
You're like a tourist to yourself in your homemade sequence. one dress. And the poem the best man wrote, it belongs to someone else.
Armadillo by The Pale from Dogs With No Tails for the man who got shot in the face. Shot himself in the face after his bullet bounced off the armadillo. And Crocodile by The Coasters for the man, the hunter, who came to a sticky end.
So
at the teeth of a crocodile. Devoured by
devoured.
A crocodile. Devoured. Devoured. Yeah, I can see the little crocodile singing. Oh, this is nice. Yeah, that's devoured, isn't it?
So remember, if you see any bizarre stories on the internet while you're going through your working week, then post them on our Facebook page, The Liquidizer. Mandy has been absolutely an amazing star this last few weeks. Mm. She's been scouring the news sources to bring us some incredible stories. So massive props to Mandy in Happy Valley.
And to all the other regular contributors of the show. It wouldn't be the same without you.
And welcome back from your fabulous travels to Dave, Owen, Kim. We've missed you and we've been incredibly jealous watching the photos of your amazing time. But it's nice to have you back.
So the next story on The Liquidizer, radioactiveinternational.org is from the Straits Times out of Singapore.
Straits as in S-T-R-A-I-T-S, not as in some kind of journal for cis people, you know.
Oh, look at you with your modern terminology. Learned that today, did you?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, the Straits Times, this story is making me feel a little bit queasy.
Fried chicken chain in Japan introduces girls' perspiration flavoured sauce. Apparently, they put it on this girls' sweat flavoured sauce. They put it as it looks foamy. They put it on according to the picture here, a bit of fried chicken with a rather dry wedge of lemon. Small wedge of, maybe lemons are hard to come by in Japan. I don't know. I'd want a bit more than that.
Very specific, though. It's not just any girl's sweat. It attempts to replicate, and this is a quote, refreshing sweat of young women working hard to become pop singers. So it's particularly inspired by a girl group, Carmen Joshi, who wear hockey masks to cover their faces while they're performing. But the ingredients aren't as gross as it would sound. It's basically salt, lemon juice and cheese.
And they do other flavours, this place. It says a wide variety of other sauces, such as cheese curry, wasabi mayonnaise and... Yeah, we've got four sauces. We've got cheese curry, oh nice, wasabi mayonnaise, Japanese plum, girl's sweat.
Oh, I'll have me some of that cheese curry.
Oh yeah, cheese curry.
Yeah, man.
Mmm.
I'll have that.
Bernard Pretty Purdy, Cold Sweat. About the, well, in honour of the Girls Sweat flavoured chicken sauce they're producing in some restaurant in Japan.
There you go. We'll have to try some when we get there one day.
Yeah.
So we take stories that people have posted and we play tunes relating to them. And we've got quite a few this week on similar themes.
Like what?
Drugs.
I've got to say, it's funny you should mention it, but there are two things about doing this kind of news-based show. First of all, the limited amount of subjects of which the news is actually about, which restricts your choices for tunes to play. And also, the fact that a long time ago, Nessa Noodle suggested the Echo and the Bunnymen. The Echo and the Bunnymen for a show suggestion. So I downloaded, legally of course, the entire catalogue of Echo and the Bunnymen to get this one track, right? Which is still on my hard drive. And Echo and the Bunnymen have a song about every bloody subject in the world. We could do a whole show of Echo and the Bunnymen song if they weren't utterly, utterly shite.
I disagree with you there.
Utterly, utterly shite.
I maintain the right to disagree with you because Echo and the Bunnymen were quite a important band for my era. And I enjoyed them. So there.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get your little phone and I'm going to transfer all those Echo and the Bunnymen MP3s. Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze.
But you're not going to... You'd only get two songs on my phone because it's very small.
All right. Well, I'm gonna burn them to CD and make you listen to them.
So talking about what kind of matters to different generations, this next story is about how the train spotting generation, that is us.
No, it isn't. It's those in their 40s. Oh, you?
I'm in my 40s.
I'm in my 50s, mate. I can party hard now because it's the 40-year-olds who are going to die from drug overdoses.
We're at the most risk of drug death,
in the UK,
apparently.
According to the Office of National Statistics. I'm out of the woods, mate. I can just go for
party
it.
Party on.
Go for leather. Hell for leather.
Figures show that for the first time, those aged between 40 and 49 have the highest incidence of drug-related deaths, overtaking those in their 30s. And apparently, it's to do with basically losing long-term battles with addiction and mental health problems. But yeah, apparently we're worse off than the 30-year-olds.
There you go. Don't know what to say to that.
You're going to play some music?
I'm feeling quite smug.
You are, aren't
you? I'm feeling quite smug.
That's not like you, is it, John?
I feel like for once I'm a winner in this life. You know what I mean?
Being an old git.
Slugged my way through my 40s. And
come out the other end.
Come out the other end, yeah.